This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has agreed to forward to Parliament Sweden's bid to join the NATO military alliance. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said on Monday on the eve of the NATO summit in Vilnius.
The president has made it clear that that will happen as soon as possible. And then, of course, it is for the parliament then to have the process and then do the final ratification.
Stockholm has been working hard at its bid ahead of the NATO summit in Vilnius, together with the United States and its allies, urging Turkey to abandon its opposition. U.S. President Joe Biden met with U.K. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak on Monday in London ahead of the NATO summit. Biden hailed as the rock-solid partnership and close ally. We hear more from White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wita-Kuswara.
We met in San Diego, Belfast, Hiroshima, Washington, here, and couldn't be meeting with a closer friend and a greater ally.
But talks were overshadowed by Biden's recent decision to send cluster munitions to Ukraine, despite the bombs being banned by 123 nations, including Britain, for their indiscriminate killing capability. Still, Sunak sought to present unity ahead of the NATO summit.
Where we stand as two of the firmest allies in that alliance.
Patsy Wita-Kuswara, VOA News, London.
An unidentified armed group attacked a United Nations peacekeeping patrol on Monday in the Central African Republic, reportedly killing a peacekeeper from Rwanda. Initial reports indicated that the United Nations patrol did return fire and killed three of the assailants. For additional stories 24 hours a day, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com, or you can find additional stories on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Torrential downpours pounded the U.S. Northeast Monday, threatening catastrophic floods across the region where rains have washed out roadways, overwhelmed rivers, forced numerous rescues by boat, and caused at least one fatality. We hear more from Reuters' Zachary Goldman.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul on Monday linked this latest disaster to climate change, which she blamed for other recent extreme weather events, a catastrophic snowfall that walloped the upper part of the state last winter, and clouds of toxic wildfire smoke carried south from Canada last month.
My friends, this is the new normal.
More inclement weather is forecast for the already hammered region.
Zachary Goldman of Reuters News. Torrential rain across northern India has killed at least 22 people, as well as causing landslides and flash floods in the region, according to authorities and local media on Monday. Schools in New Delhi were closed after heavy rains lashed the national capital over the weekend, and authorities in the Himalayan states of Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand asked people not to venture out of their homes unless necessary. Many districts in Himachal Pradesh received a month's rainfall in a day over the weekend. Delhi, Punjab, and Himachal Pradesh received respectively 112, 170% more rainfall than average so far during the current monsoon season. Hundreds of people are missing along one of the deadliest routes for migrants. AP's Rita Foley has more.
At least 300 people traveling from Senegal to Spain in three boats are missing, says a Spanish aid group called Walking Borders. A spokeswoman says authorities have to do more to look for the missing boats. One woman who discovered her two sons' secret plans to leave on one of the boats says she tried to convince them not to go. She said, "I am desperate to hear the voices of my sons." She said they left with a goal of trying to help lift the family out of poverty. I'm Rita Foley.
A jury has been seated in the Michigan state to hear the family dispute over the estate of music legend Aretha Franklin. From the Associated Press, Jackie Quinn has those details.
When my soul was in the lost and found.
What was found was a document handwritten by the Queen of Soul in 2014, shoved into the cushions of a couch. The jury will be deciding whether that can be accepted as a valid will, since another version had been written in 2010. Franklin died in 2018, and three of her four sons are grappling with what were her final wishes. They were in court outside Detroit for the start of the trial. The two documents appear to split income from her music among the sons. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.